Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. You know, if there was one thing I could clarify is to both you gentlemen, and again, I have 3,000 or 4,000 women that follow this channel, so hopefully they see this. And if there's one message I can put forward to all of you, don't lie. Never lie. I've done it in the past. I learned some very, very good lessons from it. And when it came to relationships, when I was a young guy, I would say whatever I felt was necessary to have a little bit of fun with a woman. And when I say women, I'm talking when I was 18, 19, 20. I'm not talking as a mature adult. But as a young guy, we have this crazy little thing running through us that's called testosterone. And it will drive a man to do incredibly stupid and crazy things to try to have a little bit of bedroom enjoyment with a girl. And when things fall apart and the woman finds out that you're not really into a serious relationship with her, or that you don't really care about her, the backlash can be very, very forceful and and very bad. It's even worse now today with some of the movements that are going through, because women will make up a story that you did something when you may not have. So the important thing here to remember is never lie. Now, when it comes to women, women are in a different scenario. They don't necessarily lie to a guy to say that they want to be in a relationship, and they don't just to have a little bit of fun. Usually the opposite happens. They'll say they'd like a relationship to get into a relationship because they want to have that comfort of having someone around, having the security blanket that a man provides. Again, we're not talking about all women here, but a lot of women do. Because when a woman loses her job, when a woman has issues in her life, she can usually rely upon the guy, and he will carry the weight of the relationship forward. When the reverse happens, and again, I'm not saying all women, but when the reverse happens and a guy falls on hard times, usually, unless he picks himself up very quickly and improves his situation, well, she's not so interested in that. The other thing, too, is men don't have that backup plan. You know, if a woman falls on hard times, she can find a guy that's maybe somewhat successful, maybe not quite the perfect guy that she would like to be on, but if he's successful enough and she can convince him that she cares about him, he will carry the load and she can kind of graft onto his ship as it is, or she can attach her boat to his sails and he will carry the relationship forward. Men do not have that option. Men either have to succeed by themselves, for themselves, or they fail. And then if they do very well, then maybe they invite someone else to come with them. Again, it's not in all cases, but in many of them. So the first thing that everybody needs to learn, and we need to get clarified, no lies. Because you're taking the choice, and I've talked about this just in another recent video, but I feel this strongly about it, that when you lie, you take away the choice of the person you're lying to have a free choice in what's going on. Because, you know, for an example, if I tell you, hey, we're going to go to, we're going to go to the park and it's going to be amazing. There's going to be festival rides and cotton candy and et cetera, et cetera. And then I take you to the doctor's office. Not only are the expectations not going to meet what you wanted, but you're not going to want to believe this person anymore. So let's look at this. I just want to show the screenshot again. It's Friedrich Nietzsche. I'm not upset that you lied to me. I'm upset that from now on I can't believe you. This is a very, very important theme. It's one of the things that I think is carried into politics. And I don't talk about politics on this channel. My other channel, Odd Man Out, is up. I'll leave a link down below. There I'm going to get into politics. There I'm going to get into other topics that are not men related. So if you'd like to check out some of those discussions I have over there, please go check it out. But the point is, when all politicians lie to you, it's trying to find, like, who is the least liar? Who tells the truth the most often? But no one believes politicians because everybody knows they lie. But when that's happened in a relationship, you're done. Let's look at this story. This is from Reddit. And this is a screen grab I got. So I didn't trim out who posted it and what forum it was in, but it's one that was on a men's forum. It says, my husband at 33 male wants to divorce me, a 33 female, after he found out about my past. Please help me. I'm lost and I don't know what to do. She says, we've been married for 5 years, dating for 3. He did not know about my past and I didn't tell him everything for the fear of this happening. See, there is such a thing called a lie of omission, right? So, if a girl says, yeah, I went out to the bar with my female friends, we danced, we had a few drinks, had a great time, and, you know, the night was what it was, and I got home a little late. It was like around 3, and then the rest of my day, but it was a good time. You say, okay, but what was the omission part of it? Well, I went to the club with my female friends. We had some drinks. We danced. We had a good time. I met a guy. We made out. He did me in the bathroom. I crashed over at his place until about 1 in the afternoon, and then we had lunch, and then I was home by 3. There's a whole lot there that changes the entire story, but a story of omission is still a lie. Well, that's what she did because she was fearful that he would have broken up with her. He was fearful that maybe he wouldn't want to be with her. He was fearful that he wouldn't choose her. But within a lie of an omission, she got married to him, and he married her under false pretenses. And now that the truth comes out, he's got two problems. Number one, he may have married someone he didn't want to marry. He may have married someone that makes life choices that he's not comfortable with. And because she hid it, not only did she make her situation untenable, she made it worse because now they're married instead of just dating. And maybe she could have, if she had told the truth and said, you know, I was kind of wild and crazy in my college days and I had a good time. And yeah, some of them weren't the best decisions. But and if somebody said, well, did you do this and did you do this? She'd say, yeah, I did. But at least that person then chooses you as a person. They're not choosing some false front that you're putting up there. She continues on. Let's see. Someone told him all about what I did in college. He confronted me, but I couldn't say anything and I just started to cry. That was 2 days ago. He told me that he wants a divorce. He's avoiding me and ignoring me for these 2 days. I have tried to apologize, but he won't budge. What can I do to fix this? We had no problems whatsoever before this, and we're a really happy couple. How do I get my husband back? Now, she didn't put in what she'd actually done, but she did an edit, because I guess all the comments probably were asking her, like, what did you do? Edit. I was promiscuous and had multiple bedroom relationships with multiple partners at the same time in my college years. Now imagine you're a guy, and I can relate to this because I have had a relationship like this. No man expects their girlfriend or their relationship. No one expects this woman to be as pure as the driven snow and to be completely virginal and have never been touched by another man. No guy expects that. But what you expect is, or what you at least hope in most guys. Now, and I'm talking about relationships. Now, if you're having something casual, usually as long as you protect yourself, you don't care what the person has done in their past, as long as they're not giving you the gift that keeps giving like an STI, and you have your little bit of fun and you move on. But when a guy's going to start giving up his freedom, when he's going to start giving up his choices, when he's going to give up his life to make someone else happy and to be with somebody, he wants someone he can be a friend with. He wants somebody that he can trust. And he wants somebody that doesn't put such a low value on themselves because that's also unattractive. You know, a lot of guys comment because they say, you know, welcome to Better Bachelor with a face for radio and a voice for print. And a lot of people say, why do you put yourself down like that? Well, I do it in kind of an irony. You know, I do it to be a little bit sarcastic and fun and show that I'm not too proud or I don't think too much of myself. But the truth of it is no one wants to be somebody that doesn't, or no one wants to be with somebody that doesn't think at least that they're good about themselves. They don't want to be with somebody that thinks badly about themselves. But when you lie about your past, what you're saying is, I feel I did a bad thing in my past, and I feel guilty about it, and I don't think you will approve, so I'm going to lie. Number one, that says that the decision you made, you regret. Or the decision you made was a bad one, and I don't think you'll approve of it. And so when you say this to somebody, what you're saying is, I don't trust you. So I don't trust you to love me for who I am. I don't trust you. So I lied to you so that we can get past this, because I don't think you'll accept me for the choices that I've made in my past. So when a guy hears this, there's a couple problems. Number one, he's married a lie. All of a sudden, the person that he thought you were, and again, this has happened to me, and it's devastating. Because again, you think that maybe the girl that you're dating is kind of a good role model that made good decisions, that has pride in herself and thinks highly of herself, not in a bad way, but thinks that I have value. And when a woman thinks she has value, she wants a man to earn her love and earn the physicality with her. And so when she doesn't, and when she just gives that away, which is what this makes a man feel, when she just says, you know what, I had a couple of drinks, we had a good time, and two, three guys, you know, we had a good time with that. What a man says is, you don't value yourself. You don't care about what you bring to the table. Any guy, you're just willing, because it might be fun or interesting or because it might feel good, that you'll just give yourself freely to, you know, guys that you don't care anything about. This lowers your value. Now, the same thing could be said to men. You know, if a man said, hey, you know, I'm a millionaire, I've got a yacht, I'm successful, I'm 6 foot tall, muscular, I got a full head of hair, and a woman says, wow, that's awesome, I'm totally into you. Now, imagine after saying I do and going into the bedroom, he takes off his toupee and he's bald. Then he takes off a couple of shoe stilts, and instead of being 6 foot, he's 5'6". And then he peels off his muscles, like there was an advertisement, I think during the Super Bowl, where Jason Momoa did that. He peels off his muscles and tosses them on a chair, and he takes you to a little trailer out in the woods, and he says, I don't have a yacht, I don't have this, I don't have this, I don't have... This is a different person completely than what you thought you married, and they lied to you. And they don't have the value, they're not bringing the value to the table that you thought they were. Until women understand that when they bring forth themselves to a relationship, a guy wants to know, if a woman says, look, I've been in a long-term relationship, and this is my opinion. Some of you guys are going to disagree with me, but this is my opinion. And you have to be a little bit more open-minded the older you get if you want to continue to date, because people have had relationships. But if a 33, like this woman being at 33 years old, if she started dating at 20, let's just say at 20, she had her first partner, so on and so forth. If she had a relationship for a year and a half between 20 and 33, that's 6 or 7 relationships. But if she loved each one and thought it might be the right guy and they had a good relationship, but it just didn't work out, that's one thing. But if she cared for the person she was dating, this was something that she brought forward. But what she just said, remember, she had, this is what were her words, I was promiscuous and I had multiple times that I had multiple partners during my college years. Now, that doesn't give you a specific number, but she doesn't say, it's at least 2 partners at the same time, maybe 3 partners at the same time. And she did this multiple times. If you do that 2 or 3 times, you've got 6 to 9 partners within maybe a year or two at college, not 6 partners across, you know, a decade and a half. There is a difference. And it's, no one wants to hear that they've had miles of pipe run through them. No guy wants to hear that about their girlfriend. But when it's been lied to and it's been twisted, he doesn't know who you are anymore. There is no fixing this. So going forward, you're going to have to tell the truth. And if you make these decisions and you think you're not going to be able to tell your partner later on, or you're going to regret the decisions, don't make that decision. And it goes the same thing for you guys as it does the girls. Don't make bad decisions where later on you say, man, I hope no one finds out about that. Because if you're going to be honest in the relationships that you have in the future, whether it's friendships, whether it's relationships with family and how you interact with them, when the lies come out, when you have such an ugly past that you want to stuff it in the closet and never let anybody see it, that's a lot of stress. And you're also being disingenuous with anybody that you get into a relationship with. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, thank you for those of you that have donated directly. The best way you can support me is like, comment, share, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out my older videos. All of them are timely. And don't forget to check out the new channel, The Odd Man Out. I've left a link for that down below as well. We're going to talk about news. We're going to talk about interesting things there as well. Leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, don't lie and don't do things so bad that you feel you need to lie about them to get into a relationship. Thank you.